This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes of tiger.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, to great radio stations like Portland's Classic Rock 92.3 KGON. Also, our friends in 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Rock 105 Chattanooga's Rock Station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our Men's Room blank question today. I planned to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Couple of comments. I was going to take my daughter to the Great Wolf Lodge next month for her 7th birthday until this crap happened.
Man, that's such a nice facility. Indoor water slides, pool. I've just driven by. I don't know.
Oh, you've never been in?
No, I've just driven by. It's a big-ass hotel.
I know it's a big-ass. I mean,
I've also driven by.
My kids point out that it exists every time I drive by it. I understand where it is. Mm-hmm. I know all the crap that comes out of the back seat when we see it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
You know what? That's what I'll do.
It's kind of place. If you're a kid, you really want to go, man.
But this is what I would do. I just figured it out. Parents, feel free to use this, right? So every time I go by Great Wolf Lodge, it's just there off the highway. The kids see it. They freak out. I'm going to tell them, look, guys, I had two big things planned for you, but unfortunately, because they know what's going on.
Oh,
Man.
Disneyland, too?
That is correct. God, is it that obvious?
It's horrible.
We were going to spend a night at Great Wolf Lodge, and then we were going to go to the airport and fly to Disneyland for 4 days, man. And here's the thing.
Kitty vacation.
I lost all my money on it, so I don't know that we'll ever be able to afford it again. Oh, I got this on. Yeah. Dude, done. Right. Done. It's over.
It's kind of like what happened to Steve's big surprise birthday party coming up. I know it's just a few
like
days
that.
Away, and Robin and I had all this stuff going on, and now you can't be within 6 feet, so a lot of what we ordered won't really be able to come in and do the kind of entertainment that we were expecting.
Yeah, so that's the same BS I'm going to sell my kids now. Like, guys, I was so excited to do this with you, too. Man, oh, man, that's a shame.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to crack another beer real quick.
Oh, I will say this. When my kids were in Girl Scouts, if they sold enough cookies, then their troop got to go to the Great Wolf Lodge. So
that's all the child labor, and that's what you get.
Well, no, I was the one selling the cookies.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So I sold the cookies, and they went and did the water park. Men's Room blank question. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Mike, what'd you have planned?
So, I just moved from South Hill out of state to start my job this last Monday.
Oh.
And I worked Monday. They found me a rental to live in and everything. Tuesday morning, after 2 hours of work, they pulled me in and said, hey, President Trump just said 10 people or less, you're fired.
Oh, you were fired? Not even furloughed. You were fired?
Nope. Fired. I asked about furlough. Nope. I was fired.
And how far away was this you moved?
I'm in Idaho.
So you're in Idaho.
Nine hour drive.
Okay.
So what do you do now, right? They found you a rental, and obviously you are on the hook for that, I'm assuming.
Right. Well, they actually were gracious and said, because my house still hasn't sold or closed because, well, it's in the process, but, and I'm hoping that it does. But if I don't get those funds, then they said they'll waive all of my fees and everything and just let me walk if I need to. So.
Okay. Well, at least there's that. And then what do you do in the meantime? You took a new job, so obviously you need a job. And I don't know if you heard, not a lot of hiring going on right now unless you specifically want to work for Amazon. That might be the only company I know of that's actively hiring.
You know, I actually tried here, and there was no available positions.
What do you do for a living?
Not even Amazon here. I'm in construction, but I've done lots of things. I was a high school teacher for several years. I've worked for funeral homes. I've done you name it.
Wait. I mean, construction, high school teacher, funeral home. Like, are you on the run from the law? How do you stumble into such vastly
so,
different jobs?
As a high school
jobs?
Teacher, summers off, I was able to keep working with my dad doing construction over the summers and after hours. I've got 6 kids and a wife, so
wow.
Make money.
Where are they now? Are they here in Seattle?
No, they came with me. Yeah.
Oh, so they're in Idaho as well. Oh man.
Well, wait, you got 6 kids that can't go to school, a job that didn't happen, and a wife is probably somewhat stressed out about. What is your home life like?
I have been out trying to find a job. So okay. I've been hitting the streets. I mean, I literally, as I'm through the grocery stores trying to find food, etc. Saying, you know, people are a little more friendly over here, actually. So I'll be like, hey,
you don't say.
Do you know anybody that's hiring?
Well, that's not a bad call. And just remember, in these times right now, seriously, you need to wear a condom. You've gone far enough. You can't afford anything else. Just go buy, like, I know what you and your wife are up to. You need to go buy, like, a stockpile of condoms just for now. Like, you can have kids later on, but you got 6 right now. I'd recommend.
Well, the youngest is still acting like the birth control. He's only 9 months and always waking up at the wrong time.
You can't make that claim, though.
Yeah, you know, this is the danger.
Because you failed at
the
other birth control 5 times after the first warning. Yeah. 5 freaking times you were like, ah.
You're like the sniper they make a movie about from Iraq. You know what I mean? Every time you shoot, you hit your target.
You shoot, you score.
Exactly.
You're like an NBA giant.
Exactly.
You should call your penis Dr. J.
Steph Curry.
I mean, just.
Yeah, rename your testicles Stephen Curry. You're draining them.
Man, well, good luck, man. Jesus. 6 kids.
That's a lot. Men's Room Blank question. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
6 kids.
I haven't even had sex 6 times.
I mean, like, right. My God,
not
man.
My adult life, anyway.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, Ryan, what'd you have planned?
Well, I got a buddy who's getting married, or supposed to be getting married in the middle of April, and next weekend we were going to do kind of a guy's golfing trip, bachelor party, casino, whole lot of debauchery and all that.
Where does one do all of those things in one location?
Well, we got, we had tea times at Salish Cliffs, so down...
Yeah,
no, he's gone.
Little Creek Casino. Something
oh, okay,
like that.
All right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a great area to go.
So, what is his reaction to this? Because, like our friend Mike here, he has a wedding schedule, not as soon as this one, but like anything, the brides definitely are going to freak out as that date looks like it might not happen.
Well, I don't really know how he's reacting to it. I think he's just kind of off the shoulder about it. So, yep. I think he was more looking forward to getting together with guys he hasn't seen in 10 years.
And, yeah, he was.
And going golfing and gambling, all that
well,
stuff.
Well, no, we know, because again, at the wedding, he's just the prop. As long as you don't love your wife, but you are the prop.
How many people were going on this trip?
There was 15 of us guys far planned. You know, 10 hotel rooms.
And is the hotel itself closed within the casino?
Yeah, they just hit us up at the beginning of this week and said, hey, we're shutting down the hotel, the casino's closed, the restaurants are all closed. You can come golf if you want to, but there's nothing within, you know, 20 miles of there.
Let me ask you a serious question. Through this quarantine, because look, there are a lot of people out there who are in this predicament as far as even in Mike's situation, bachelor party, bachelorette party, going to get married or whatever. Now, all that stuff is on hold, okay?
Without a doubt.
But now, you're together all the time.
Yes. What percent?
So now, before this all happened, right? You know, you go to work, you come home, you get a little distance from each other. But now, oh no, now you're going to spend the rest of your life with each other. And for the next 2 to 3 months, maybe, you're on lockdown in an apartment. What is the chance, do you think, that this bachelor party will be rescheduled after all this is over?
Now we don't need to reschedule.
Like, you know people, and you know their relationships. Like, I don't think mine would survive. I think she'd kill me beforehand. You know what I mean? Because it's me, and I drive people crazy.
That's a two-part answer. One, he is actually in construction. He owns his own construction company.
Ah, okay.
Right, that's good.
So,
you should hire the guy who just called.
Well, I mean, I was actually going to think about that. If you want to give him a plug, you might be willing to hire somebody right now because they're still slamming. He does foundation, concrete work, all that stuff.
You know what? But, go ahead and give him a plug because I'm about to plug a bunch of other places that said we're hiring. Because when the last caller said, hey, man, I'm looking for a job. We don't know who's hiring. A lot of people responded to that quickly. So what is your buddy's place?
My buddy's place is AC Taylor Construction. Right now, he's pretty solely working on foundation work just with all the homes going up in the area. And he is slammed. He's actually looking for another foreman-type guy to run a second crew. And I'm sure that he'd be willing to at least investigate the idea of hiring somebody who's in a little bit of a hardship.
Well, I mean, okay, the best you can do is apply, man.
What is guy? What was the gentleman's name who called before the guy with the magical spermatoza?
I don't remember. Was the guy who's in Idaho, but he's done construction.
Idaho guy, call back and leave your number for us because we might be able to hook you up here. Okay, Michael, take your number. We got some stuff coming in. So
Ryan, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Give Mike some information
there, and if we can get you guys. Set up, that'd be nice. He's got six mouths to feed.
Oh, actually, he has seven. He's got the wife, too. Well, eight including himself. Together.
Yeah, a lot of rice.
Well, there's the one ugly kid. I won't say which one it is. So, really, he's got five mouths to feed. Some of the other places that are hiring, the post office let us know quickly that they are hiring. They need to fill some positions, I imagine, with all the deliveries, knowing that people aren't going to brick and mortar. Basically, every grocery store in the area has just contacted us to let us know.
Who are they?
They are hiring. Name it.
You name it?
Name it.
Okay.
Allied Universal, I believe that's the movie people. Am I right on that? I think so.
Yes, they are.
The movie people, Columbia Distributing, so in the alcohol world, Columbia Distributing, Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits, and then apparently Pepsi and Coke both hiring. Fred Meyer's making it very clear that they are hiring.
I bet they are.
One place says, look, we need to help.
Yeah.
So this is all about stocking the shelves. And like, dude, we're hiring pretty much anybody because you got to stay on top of this. That covers it for right now. But look, if you are hiring or interested, just let us know.
Keep in mind, if you're locked in or you can't get out of your house and you're in the Seattle area, Elysian Brewing is offering free delivery of their beer straight to your door as we speak right now. Order a 15-pack of Men's Room Original Red. You can get six packs as well. Stock up. You're helping our veterans through the Fisher House and the three local Fisher House foundations around the VA Puget Sound hospitals. Not only that, they're donating $5 of every case sold to the Seattle Hospitality Emergency Fund. You can pick up growlers of Men's Room Red now if you go to the Capitol Hill location. Hit them up and order now at ElysianBrewing.com. They will deliver that right to your door.
Just another quick note came in. If you're a truck driver, Petrol Card Incorporated in Kent, Washington, hiring.
Okay. Some of the other businesses open. Chainline Brewing Company in Kirkland open till 7 for takeout. A bottle and growlers also available. Thank you, guys. That from Jake. Mustard Seed Grill and Pub in Bellevue. They've got food to go and growlers to go. Thanks, guys. That from Ken. Wanted to give a shout-out to Sarkal's Donuts and Noodle Soup in Burlington, Washington.
I'm sorry, wait. You say donuts and noodle soup.
That is correct. They serve the best banh mi and donuts in the valley.
Ah, okay.
Ramen's great, too. They're open for to-go orders and drive-through until 7, Tuesday through Sunday. Thanks, guys, for doing what you're doing, and keep on rocking. And one more, guys, can you please give a shout-out to Slice of Life in Tacoma. They are still offering carry-out and DoorDash delivery. They serve delicious pizza and sandwiches, and they're great people. Thanks, guys. Stay safe. Bacholas. That from Steven. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, real quick, want to remind you, Elysian Brewing now doing free delivery of Men's Room Original Red straight to your door. That's right. As you're sitting at home, you need some beer, they will bring it to you. We have 15 packs now available in cans, 6 packs in cans as well. So you're helping out the Fisher houses in the area every time you drink Men's Room Original Red. Now is a great time to do it. Go to their website, ElysianBrewing.com. You can call them for pickup at the pub on Capitol Hill. They will give you a growler or two or three or four of delicious Men's Room Original Red if you want to do it that way. So ElysianBrewery.com, again, free delivery as far as we know today, tomorrow, and on Sunday.
Right. And we had a guy who called in earlier, man. He'd just gotten a job in Idaho, worked one day, but all this crap happened, right? And the job's done. He's lost it, right? I mean, he's got 6 kids, et cetera, et cetera. No sob story from the guy. He's just telling us. But we found out, and we did not know this before this, a lot of places are still hiring in spite of what's going on out there, and now we're getting inundated with that. So I'm just going to run through the list that we have right now. Robin, you said you will continue this posted to the blog or social media, so people looking for work.
For sure. Now we have the separate list of restaurants and things still open and various businesses that are still open and functioning, but let's get a list going of places that are hiring. That's going to be top of mind. So who do we have so far?
So far, I've got the post office. They're looking for a lot of people. They're getting overworked right now. Almost every grocery store in the area, we've heard from basically all of them. Albertsons, Fred Meyer, et cetera. Absolutely.
Safeway probably needs help as well.
Allied Universal. That is not the moving company. Allied Universal is a security company, security guards.
Do you know Kung Fu?
Do you know Kung Fu?
Are you a kick-ass mofo?
Go to Allied Universal. Columbia Distributing, Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits. Both Pepsi and Coke are hiring, and then Coke hit us back saying, we really need people. A lot of guys have not had any time off since all of this stuff went down, so they're hiring. Skagit Transportation in Seattle. I'm guessing it's Sprague or Sprague Pest Solutions. They're hiring. SQI Incorporated, that's commercial roofing. No experience necessary, starts at $20 an hour. And latest one we got is Gregory Drilling, which is construction stuff. So
okay, there you go.
But we'll put the list up there, so if you're looking for work, man, maybe it helps. I don't know.
Men'sRoomLive.com still has that complete list of all the places that are offering takeout, pickup. Also, as far as whatever app is required, you can get DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever the deal is.
We are doing what we can.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, our question, Men's Room Blank style. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hydromax USA is hiring. Sorry, just popped up. Okay. Hydromax USA is hiring. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Aaron, what did you plan to do?
Well, until a couple days ago, I was planning on being on my honeymoon. Wife and I got married just over a month ago now. Had a big trip planned to head to the Philippines for a couple weeks, do some diving, some relaxing on the beach, some drinking, and that all kind of went to hell about the day before we were going to leave.
Are you working? Is she still working?
Yeah, both still working. Working in what's called critical industries, keeping the toilets flushing and sewers running.
Do you have any
advice for people to tell them, please, if you can't
don't
find
flush
toilet
your
paper,
wipes
yeah is that the universal language we
no,
need
no,
to
no flush the wipes, that's my job security.
Okay. I like the way you think. All there. Right. Yeah. Get addicted to drugs, I'm a drug counselor.
Right.
That's right.
Why not, you know what I mean?
Cops want you to commit crimes, this guy wants you to plug the toilets.
Loot a store. Right. We're bored. All right. Yeah, well, that sucks.
Yeah. And the real kicker, aside from getting our honeymoon canceled, is I live here in Everett. Wife lives just across the border in Vancouver, B.C., about an hour and a half from me. So I've been commuting there every weekend while we've been dating, engaged, and now married, and working on the paperwork to move there. But, as of a few days ago, that's now completely on limbo. Don't know when I'll be able to get there even to see her again, so...
So wait, let me get this straight. You got married, and now through a course of things, you can't see your wife.
You have got married, or you got married.
It was
a honeymoon.
Ago.
Okay, all right.
And now you can't see her.
Now I can't see her.
That is so perfect.
Are you saying
that is the perfect scenario? Normally, you want this thing to happen maybe 7 years in. Like, babe, I can't believe this. I guess you're stuck in Canada, but you're still in honeymoon phase, so it actually sucks.
It's a little harder to deal with.
It's
a few years down the road, getting a pandemic going and having that excuse in the works.
I want to tell you something. Listen. Now, a lot of people tell you, like, you have an outdoor wedding plan. It rains. They say, oh, it's good luck. Little known fact. if you have to cancel your honeymoon because of a global pandemic, good luck.
So that's exactly what that means. She was still living in Canada. You were still living here in the United States, and now you can't see each other? Oh, man.
Yeah, we submitted the paperwork to get my permanent residency card so I can move up there, and you know, still plan on working down here, but just being...
Well, what is she saying things are like in Canada? I mean, we know how they are here. Is it roughly the same?
They're still a little bit behind where we're at, but kind of following the same trajectory.
Well, okay. I think lack of population generally is how that works.
Yeah, no, it doesn't help in the...
So what are you thinking, maybe a month or two before you guys get to see each other again?
Who knows? You know, honestly, at this point, you know, we're... just today, I was looking up the Peace Arch Park. It's kind of that no man's land at the border.
Yeah, on your Blaine. Yeah.
Where you can go without actually crossing the border.
Sure.
Yeah, looking up tents and inflatable air mattresses on Amazon.
So you could physically see each other?
Oh, for sure.
Now, you could tell this is a fresh marriage, bro. Hey, I mean, listen. Where I'm at, it'd be babe, I gotta go.
This is when you start learning how to sex. You know what I mean? Like, get on the FaceTime or whatever you got, you know what I mean? Any kind of video conferencing and just show the goods. You know what I mean? You can do it that way too if you need to.
Have you even started doing that yet?
Like, send me your boobs or, you know what I mean? Anything. I'll send you a picture of my naked, hairy ass.
I just want to be left frustrated and alone like I was before the call.
Look, I'm out of toilet paper.
I'm just saying, look, man, you have the opportunity to get a shot of some boobs. It is your wife. You guys can't fit. That way, think about it. You're on your inflatable mattress in the tent. You look across the border. There she is. Mm-hmm. And if you hold the phone up just right under her head, kind of, it'll look like she's actually naked.
Yeah. You gotta get
people that hold the Eiffel Tower in their hand, except this will be a hell of a lot more exciting.
We're just here to help, man.
We're doing the best we can.
That's why we come into work. We're trying to get people through these times.
Listen, that's it, man. We're improvising.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but I feel like, look, just send me a picture of you naked, but just do it from the shoulders down. That way, when I see you, when I adjust my phone, and you know what the real beauty is? If you do that, even if he doesn't see her, if he sees another woman he finds attractive, you can hold the phone under her head, and it's like seeing her naked.
We're doing God's work here. We really got Mike out of the suspenders already for his wedding.
If you didn't hear, Mike no longer has to wear suspenders at his wedding, because it turns out it's not 1827.
We're going to get the Idaho guy with the magic sperm a job if we can, and we're working magic today. This is unbelievable.
AA Asphalting, they are hiring mechanics. Eagle Creek Siding is hiring. Murray's Disposal in Fife are hiring. Lexus of Tacoma is still open. Technicians are ready to work. I mean, this has nothing to do with us. This is people choosing to help each other.
And seriously, we have this list ongoing at mensroomlive.com, so go there and check it out. And I know we're sending people to Elysian Brewing today because they are delivering and they are offering growlers of Men's Room Original Red from Capitol Hill. Stop by and get some red. Help out our friends at the Fisher Houses. Help out Elysian Brewing. 15 packs delivered to your door all through the weekend. Our question, Men's Room Blank Style. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hello, Rachel. What did you have planned?
I was going to get married.
You were?
What? When? What was the date?
The Ides of March, March 15th.
March 15th.
I've been married for almost 20 years, and my husband died last year of diabetes complications. And I found love at the beginning of the fall.
Okay, wait, hold on.
You didn't fall in love with Wilford Brimley, did you? Because that's a setup.
I need to do some quick math here. Okay, so you knew your husband was not in good shape, and he passed on. How many months was it before you started dating your husband that's coming up here?
About 6 months.
So it wasn't Patton Oswalt timeline. Right. It was, you at least gave it three more months after that. So
it was like not just right away. It happened over a period of time.
Okay, all right, and what were you guys planning? What was the plan for the wedding?
We were just gonna go down to the courthouse and do something simple. And obviously, we are not going out for anything. I have three kids, so I'm not gonna make sure that my kids are in harm's way or anything else.
Sure.
And we're just waiting until all this blows over.
I think if you're practical enough to do something like that, then you're practical enough to realize that, you know what I mean?
Like
that
getting married at the courthouse.
All good things in time.
Which to me is a genius idea. It also tells me you've been married before. Like, just go to the courthouse. It's a legal thing, right? But when you don't need the wedding, I don't think that's quite as the gut punch to say, like, Mike's fiance has, because she has a plan. You know what I mean?
She has such a big
plan, and I feel so bad for her right now, because I just hope that they can use it.
But don't feel bad for her. Feel bad for Mike, because Mike's the one that has to deal with her stressing out about the fact that things might change.
Don't feel bad for Mike until we talk him into Portland instead of Las Vegas on the bachelor party. That's the next thing that we have to get accomplished here, because he's never done acid on a train before.
And we think it's about time he has.
Yeah.
Sounds like a country and western song, but
I don't believe any man should be married until he's done acid on a train. Maybe we're old fashioned, but that's where we stand on this. That is where we stand on this. So, are you guys... But for you, then, is it any big deal to you that you had to postpone the wedding?
Yeah, just because we wanted it done as soon as possible. Sorry, I have an autistic kid, and he's running around like crazy right now.
Yeah.
So he's yelling.
That's right, just hit him with a pillow.
He's running around.
It doesn't leave a mark, and it shuts him up.
Sounds to me like you got a practical approach to this.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the courthouse, man, you're good.
Men's room blank question. I planned to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Chris, what did you have planned?
So a little bit of a backstory. I guess my whole life I've been a little bit overweight. Like, not a little bit. I was a lot of bit overweight. But ever since I was 12, I've always wanted to go skydiving. So for the last 19 months now, I've been losing weight, and you have to be under 220 pounds to go skydiving, because you have to jump tandem.
Yeah, you got
to
fit.
Yeah, you have to not smash into the ground. Yeah. Right. What weight did you start at when you started 19 months ago?
307.
Wow. All right. And what have you gotten down to?
Yeah, this morning I weighed in at 208.
Oh!
How big does your penis look now?
Yeah. It's a little bit bigger than it used to be.
Yes, I'm saying.
No,
man,
it's not.
Weight.
But now it looks like it.
No, it's scientifically proven that the more weight you lose, the bigger you look.
No, that's what I'm saying. The bigger you look.
Because, like,
it's the same size penis.
No.
But it looks different because you remove. Look, it's like anything, man. I didn't realize this room was so big. It's like, I took the curtains off the windows. It just looks more airy.
Right.
The room's the same size, but you've gone through the right.
But he looks bigger. Like, okay, Undertaker's a big guy, right?
Right.
He gets naked. All right, he's got a penis on him. But if you're skinny, you know, and tall, same size like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, your penis looks huge.
It's
a skinny.
But it doesn't look big on them, because they're so big. If you took Undertaker's penis and put it on you, it'll look massive.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
In fact, we're going to make that happen. So you've lost that much weight, and so in the skydiving world, did you already have a day scheduled to do it?
I was actually supposed to go tomorrow.
You think up there all by yourself, you know what I mean? But I guess you scream and stuff, and you're, you know, the guy behind you, the tandem guy's too close. Yeah, that very much violates the 6 feet rule.
It certainly, tandem is as close as I've been to another man. If you were any closer, it would have been sexual assault. I mean, this guy, when you lock in, it's...
What did you say that he said to you, like, we don't speak of this?
Yeah, so, look, I've done it once, Chris, and so you go up in the plane, and for the most part, you're separate from each other. But when you go tandem, at the moment you're preparing to jump out, the person you're jumping out with, in my case, is a large grown man who puts his butt on the floor and then spreads his legs. And then I very uncomfortably have to wedge my butt in his front side as close as I can get, because it's one little hook that holds you guys together. And this hook is maybe an inch and a half long. So it's not even like you have wiggle room. And so this guy, when he locks me in, he whispers in my ear, "We do not talk about this." And then we're out the plane.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. How did you get down? How did you lose so much weight? Over 100 pounds. What was your plan?
Well, I just originally I started just eating healthy. I stopped eating out and started eating healthy. And then
what did you alleviate? What do you mean by that? What did you alleviate? Other than, you know, like, what was your typical diet?
A typical lunch for me was like two Big Macs, two large fries, drink,
You put it down.
Yeah, I used to be able to put down some food. So I just started eating healthier. So lots of vegetables and, healthy proteins, chicken and all that stuff. And then I started working out, and I worked out every single day. for, I think, the first 2 months, and then I started going Monday through Saturday and taking Sundays off.
Have you learned to enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. It's like, everybody has stress, and I just use it as a stress relief now, and I just get focused and get in my zone and get it done, and
yep.
I feel amazing afterwards, so it's worth it.
Have you noticed that women are digging your chili a little more?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been one of those people that have, I don't know how to act because...
Because you were 300 and some pounds, man, so you weren't getting the attention. Now you're going to get the attention, and trust me, just be confident about it. If they're rolling up to you, they already find you attractive.
More so than your physical health, which is awesome. And then that pays dividends. Tell people a little bit about the difference in your mental health and the way you felt about yourself and the way you were as a person before that compared to now. I would have to think now things are a little bit more fun, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't eat meat anymore. I've become vegan over the last 3 months.
Oh, so there's no fun.
No, I don't care. Man, oh, man.
Wow. We got that pepperoni pizza still coming?
I liked you up until then. All right, but look, man, in the end, that's a lot of weight to lose. Usually people lose weight for anything other than not, I want to go skydiving. I like that.
Well, whatever your inspiration is, you know.
Miles, you were saying, hey, you know, you lost weight. Does your penis look bigger? So a guy chimes in, says, 6'6" here with an average-sized penis. It looks small. Gets the job done, but pictures are not flattering.
Still rather be 6'6".
Yeah, I think that says it all.
Yeah.
Hello. Damn it. Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola. Danny, what'd you plan on?
So I'm 35. I've never been to Disneyland. All right. Always wanted to go. Big Disneyland fan. I got 8 kids at home.
What?
And, oh, yeah.
And do you like find them on your...
Three adopted.
What, are you going to take them all with you to Disneyland?
Yeah,
I gotta ask, what's one day just with passes only?
Yeah, it was gonna be $10,000.
Did you already pay for all this stuff and have it planned out?
No, it was the day before we were gonna pay that we got the closure announcement.
All right, now be honest. I know you want to go to Disneyland, and obviously if you got 8 kids, it's going to be a very good time. They'll be excited, and that's all cool, but deep down, weren't you kind of relieved that $10,000 that you were about to? Hey, man,
did the kids know you were going?
Yeah, we opened up the saying that we were going.
Okay, fool!
I know you're hurt by this, but which one of your children was ultimately just absolutely devastated? Because as adults, we can process this a little bit better.
Yeah, we just go, damn it!
But which one of your children was just
inconsolable,
like crying and crushed?
Right. 7-year-old daughter, for sure.
Okay, she had a hard time.
Definitely. I don't know. I think it's me, but the money was nice. No, I have to pay it when I got myself a Traeger.
Oh, you've already spent it. So wait a minute. You tell the kids, hey, we got to cancel the trip to Disneyland. I know you're upset, but we can't do it because Daddy just spent that money on some new toys.
You got it.
I dig it. I feel you.
If it's the apocalypse. You know, smoked meat lasts longer than not smoked meat.
Oh, that's okay.
The kids is what I was thinking about. Restaurants that are still open. Four Generals Brewing in Renton is doing growlers and kegs to go from 3 to 7. They specialize in the German beers, guys. Get a dirty German beer down there. El Torador Mexican Restaurant in Redmond, they're open for takeout until 7. Thanks, guys. That from Woody. Restaurante Machiavellia. On Capitol Hill is doing takeout orders. Excellent Italian food. I go there.
We just got a pizza delivered.
All the time. Fantastic. Let's eat that thing. Yes. You're listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, make sure you get this note out of here for the weekend. Elysium Brewing is doing free delivery of beer straight to your door. You can get a 15 or a 6-pack Men's Room Original Red delivered right to your house. Going to be locked in over the weekend. Might as well enjoy some delicious Men's Room Original Red and help out our three local Fisher House foundations. You can call Elysian for pickup at the pub on Capitol Hill. They have our beer available on tap. If you want to get growlers, you can also order the 15-pack or the 6-pack right to your door. ElysianBrewing.com. Or again, if you're near Capitol Hill, go up there and pick up your order. All right. Men's Room blank question. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brooke. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Yeah, hola, bitches.
Hola, Brooke. How are you, Brooke? You got any gum?
No. No gum.
Okay. What were you planning on, Brooke?
So I was actually planning on figure competing, bodybuilding, and doing that whole chapter of my life. So, but then all this happened, and I actually started getting somewhere.
So you were going to actually compete in bodybuilding?
Definitely. Yep. I actually got, I won't say where or anything, so I'm sure it's kind of frowned upon, but I actually got picked out by a personal trainer to start training me for free as long as I promised to compete. So
that's cool. Is there a season for this, or is it kind of all year long and there's just different competitions?
No, I think it's all year long and there's just different competitions and that kind of thing. Okay. So you just kind of plan out how long you want to train for and how long it's going to take you to get to where you're going to. And
well, Brooke, let me ask you, are you a regular gym rat? How were you picked out of a crowd? Like, no one walked up to me and goes, like, you could be a great bodybuilder.
Well, because it's you.
Yeah.
Right. Do you already have a pretty natural physique to you?
Absolutely. And so I've never really considered that before. I've always seen myself as average or typical or even less than average myself. Mm-hmm. But I've heard it from a lot of people, just like throughout the years, and especially more lately than ever.
Well,
and
it's
the
funny
more that people keep saying it, and then getting the free training on top of that, it's all kind of coming together. And I'm like, maybe I do have something going, but I don't know.
That's how I found out I'm a real a-hole, just like you. So many people would tell me that, you know, just unsolicited comments, and right. I realize, wow, I'm really good at this thing.
It's probably a good thing, Brooke, because part of that lifestyle, you need to be in a tanning bed, and most of those places are shut down right now. So as far as your shadowing and stuff, you can't even get a good spray on tan. So you know, half the battle is in the tanning. I don't know if you've noticed bodybuilding before.
Super bronzed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you bronzed right now? Like, would you be more bronzed than your average person?
Are you Northwest pale?
Yeah. You know, I still got a farmer's tan from last year. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. See, this is a good time.
From last year? Good God, man.
From last year. Oh, yeah.
Does it always work like that with you? Like, if you get a tan line, that tan line's almost like a tattoo?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I'm super pale. So when I get any sun, it's immediately burned, and then I get the tan line, and it just doesn't go away.
Well, the good news, Brooke, is you can keep on working out. You know, eventually, look, that's one thing about body.
Dumbbells.
Well, you probably should do more than just dumbbells. But yeah, you get the idea.
Oh, yeah.
You can do whatever you can at home, man, and don't give up that
dream.
What are the different in the world of bodybuilding, like, what are the different disciplines? What are the different reasons you walk out on stage? You know what I mean?
I'm actually not sure about that because I'm very stage fright and I'm very much out of the spotlight, very introverted. And so it's going to be kind of a challenge for me in itself.
Oh, good times. Well, now you get to think about it even longer because nothing better than thinking about your worst fear.
Absolutely. But it's going to be worse. And it's really tough just keeping the diet dialed in. I think that's probably most of the battle in itself is keeping the diet down. And kudos to Chris and everything for everything that he went through, except for the vegan thing. But,
This is why I don't diet. It never sounds fun. Not one person has ever told nothing about it sounds
except
fun.
For the vegan thing.
I mean, right. I mean, even people in the world of competitive bodybuilding eat right. Like, I'm no vegan.
Well, when they're done, they go and they pick out and they
of course.
Do like, you know, two Big Macs and two large fries.
I would too.
Men's Room Blank Question. I plan to do blank until crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, hello.
Hola, hola.
Sarah, what'd you have planned?
Overtime.
Like, what kind of overtime are we talking? Tons of overtime?
I work in an accounting firm, and so this is about the time when I have a ton of time, and then I end up having a lot of money, and then I'm able to have toys, spend some money on my husband, and I'm going to miss that this year.
Why? Well, I know they pushed the deadline back a little bit, but you're still, I mean, you could do your job from home, correct?
No, actually, there's certain companies, the bigger corporations are have it all set up so you can work from home. The smaller ones, which is where I work with, don't have that quite set up. But I think in the future, we might have that available.
I bet you will. Look, one of the things that's going to happen as this will be the social change about people work. Right. Once you get comfortable and used to the dynamic of working at home, it'll be hard for your employee to argue that it's a bad idea.
And some companies might completely reverse the way they do business, knowing that this was a successful formula for the time being. So you don't know. I plan to do blank until this crap happened.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.